Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
This is the time for a beer or a wine, old-fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of happy hour.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Dog Pod, Happy Hour Edition. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I'm here with my other good host buddy, Mr. Dan Lippert.
Hi, host buddy.
Hi, host buddy.
Hi.
And I'm here with our other two host buddies who are here for every freaking happy hour, Victoria Longwell.
Hello.
And Talia Tabin.
Hi.
Hi, buddies.
Hi, buddies.
Hi, buddies.
What a nice time to be back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
also.
New Year.
Happy holidays. We miss the holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All of them.
Don't forget. Everything. We miss the holidays.
We miss the holidays.
Shoot. I missed the holidays.
Oh, no.
What was that? Home Alone?
Yeah. You seem like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's catch up. Everybody here is sick,
mm-hmm.
Either in the head or in the body, but recovering.
Yes, yeah, some two for two.
Two for two. What else? Holiday travel. Nothing much to report, really. The holidays are done. It's a new year.
Yeah.
Here's I feel like the I'm theme. In the slow part of the new year. We're mm-hmm. getting started, but I'm like, I'm not ready for it.
I'm hearing Don't from worry. Everybody this new year is particularly like a false start, it feels like, for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was like, New Year, I'm going to change some things, blah, 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 and things just feel slow still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think the sickness stuff has just knocked a lot of people back, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
I told my kid today, I was like, see, this is a calendar and it's January 11th. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. Then I was like,
that was
God,
1 week ago.
It's January 18th already.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary when you think you is a week. And you then, lost a week mentally.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when she looks at her dad and goes,
yeah, yeah.
And he gives a big nod.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is this why we had the kids? So you could have a buddy to gang up on me with?
Yeah.
That is very crazy to actually think it's a week ago. But hey, it's an opportunity for you to relive the same week again.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Don't think about it too hard. Uh-huh. Don't think about it.
How is January almost over? Like, what are months just going to keep flying by like this and I get nothing done or do anything this whole year?
No.
It's kind of the
summer's
same way my life
hit.
Is almost
right.
over.
Summer's
yeah,
gonna
right.
That's just going to happen.
Right. That's what I've been, this is obviously not true, but lately I've been going like, something going on where time is speeding up and life is just flying by.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it just
getting
feels
older.
Like, yeah, I guess that's all that it is and your perception is changing, but
yeah.
I truly feel like, a week doesn't take a week anymore.
No way.
A
week takes
fingers.
3 days, maybe four.
Yes.
Maybe
yeah.
four.
And it's gone.
If it's a long week, it takes four. And they're all days that you work.
Right.
No weekends.
Right.
I think so. Maybe it's the age and the time and what everything that's going on Earth. But I think like, I almost think every day you have to be like, we lost 2 whole years. Like, you have to keep...
Oh, we have to remind ourselves how we're still processing
this. Didn't it start March 2020?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost March 2024.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much been the whole time, you know, like...
Yeah.
This is like a whole high school of time that just has felt sort of like snap of the fingers and it's gone.
Yeah, for me, it's probably a lower stakes time to have lost, like 35 to 37. I just kind of lost the weird period that you kind of realize you're turning 40. Mm-hmm. But like nothing major happens there. It would be worse for like high schoolers or just out of college.
Oh,
or
God. Any of that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But it still sucks.
Yeah. Any sort of big break in time feels weird. I feel like there's nobody who was like, well, good, at least it was now. Yeah. It's like, geez, I don't want any of it.
It also just feels like 2017 was not that long ago, but it's almost 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Oof. 2017.
The reason this is on my mind is because I was thinking about, I saw a celebrity and I realized they had a 3-year-old child.
Spill the dish.
No. It's honestly a light. Well, maybe I won't say lights, but this is a person who's a celebrity. Nick Kroll has a 3-year-old.
I just saw him yesterday too, or something.
Wow.
Yeah, he lives in our area.
Yeah.
Has a 3-year-old child with his wife.
In our context, for Nick Kroll, is he just had a kid? Maybe didn't even have one.
What?
You know, in the like. Well, in
my context for him is that he and Amy Poehler just broke up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I used to serve them at Cafe Stella.
Oh, and so I was like, he had time to get married and have a
full blown toddler,
a full toddler. But we lost 2 years.
We lost 2 years.
And Nick Kroll really made me realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean he had the kid right at the beginning of the pandemic, maybe?
Maybe.
Must have been. Like right at the beginning. Yeah, maybe. Something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. I would love to know how you know how old that kid was.
You know what? I guess I don't know how old the kid is.
You're just like, you have that camera app in your head where it just gives an age to someone.
I feel like we have to bleep all this. I feel I've outed something about this person. I feel like
we've
been
very nice about him, no? Mm-hmm.
No, we're just talking about his private life.
Yeah. Well, he didn't lose 2 years, though, because during those 2 years, he was ahead of the game on adult animation. So he was busy. He was working on adult animation while we were all the way behind.
Very true.
Very
getting
true,
married, having a child, making... significant jumps in
life. career advances. Yeah,
it feels like everybody who was already set when COVID started was like, ooh, head start. And you know what I mean? And everybody who wasn't was like, oh, 10 years back. Like, yeah, it was such huge defining generational, like, yeah, nobody like thrived in the middle of COVID. They were like, ooh, it's COVID started and I was having a tough time, now I'm killing it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know. But it seems like everybody who was already fine was like, oh, what were you dealing with?
So I've just been so busy making adult animation.
Everybody, my family's doing adult animation.
Let's see what's going on with the world here. What are we thinking about?
Can I go back to time one for 1 second?
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
True Detective came out, the new one.
It did.
And then they were like, the first True Detective was 10 years ago.
Oh, no, really? It wasn't.
And all of my hair almost fell out. I was like, you mean that current show that I could totally queue up
with
right
Matthew
now?
With Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson?
10 years
ago.
No way.
That's what they said. Because this is already the fifth season or the fourth season, whatever it is.
And it takes them 2 years.
And they're
years
all
to...
separate. They're all like separate anthology, whatever. But like, can you imagine? So it's 2024. Wow. That means it came out in 2014.
That feels about right.
Does
I
it?
Guess, I guess Key and Peele was popping off because they started doing the True Detective driving thing.
I lived here. I was here at that point.
Right.
Oh, you were definitely here.
Yeah, I was. By a year, I've been here a year.
You were here only a year. For some reason, I think you've been here so much longer.
Well, it's been 10 years.
Wow.
But... you're telling me people have been saying time is a flat circle for 10 years
that's
now?
That's what I mean. It feels so modern, but it's like, no, that's like...
That was actually
it feels
like,
both modern and 100 years old.
I know, yeah. I know.
It's and that writing strange. Was actually pretty derivative of other like novels about that kind of stuff. And so people have been saying time's a flat circle for a very long time. It just became more in the popular culture. Stuff you
when
guys
did you
are
become
watching.
Like this? When did you become like this?
It's this been, is vibe.
What are you talking about? It's just January. I don't
are
know
you
how
stroking the plant behind you?
Your big resolution was to come off smarter.
Not get smarter.
Not smarter
yeah, but
like,
really appear.
smarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Ficus.
You are, it's not a ficus. It's plastic and there's no reason to touch it.
No, you got to give your plants love.
I mean,
you must.
That's a no joke.
Especially if they're dead.
Well, especially if they're not plants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You got to give your plastic love.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because of feeling smarter and just what's going on with me, I just went to the doctor a couple days ago, which we were talking about, because I've been having heavy chest or whatever you call it. Heart palpitations, which mm-hmm. I didn't know. I thought heart palpitations was like your heart skipping a beat or whatever.
It's what is just it
like
exactly?
Like when you feel your heart, when your heart beats like heavy.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah, and it's like, you're like, whoa, what's going on here?
You're supposed to not feel it. It's supposed to just be automatic.
Yeah. And it's like very, my heart's noticeable and whatever. And my blood pressure was like really crazy in that way where the guy, I saw him click something on the computer that was like a red exclamation point.
He clicked that and then a skull.
But man, nothing makes me feel more like a stupid little kid than going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
oh my God, so young. So young.
It's just like, so how much are you exercising? And it's like, maybe like a few days a week. And it's like,
I swear I brush
like,
my teeth.
Well, walking, long walks isn't really enough exercise. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I know. And it was like, do you need help like with information about that stuff? Oh, you know, it's like stuff right. like that. I went too far with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Like stuff like that, or
that's
like
how it feels.
Yes, and you just feel like, especially once they get you into the little, your naked little sheet with your butt hanging out, and you just feel like a dumb little boy. And I find myself a lot having to go into things and be like, "You're 38 years old.
Yes,
you're 38. Yes. It's okay." Like,
oh yeah.
Because that's what helped me lately, to like look in the mirror and go, look, this is how people see you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
like
good.
Like inside, I feel so little and young sometimes.
Yeah.
But then it's like, dude, you're like a 270-pound huge man.
Yeah.
Like, you're a person in the world that like functions and knows how to take care of themselves. Yes, and like, you deserve respect.
Yeah.
But I'm like, excuse me, do you even serve coffee here?
Do you tell the truth when you go to the doctor, or are you sort of good like question. Bashful about
I'm pretty truthful. One time, you know where you hear something when you're like in high school or whatever and it sticks with you forever?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I had a friend whose parents are doctors, and I remember their parents saying like, never tell the doctors you smoke weed. Mm-hmm. Like they like repackage you in their head if you tell them that.
Totally.
And I thought that was that I don't really remember actually what they told me in high school, but that's how I remembered it. But I've started just being like upfront as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're like, I live my life where it's like, oh, how, like, did I eat unhealthy? And like, to me it's like, no, I just had a little handful of whatever these Scandinavian swimmers. And because I didn't like sit down and order a dessert, I don't remember those things in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I just had a beer at the end of the night while I was playing video games. And I don't remember that as like drinking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for me sometimes to remember the actual choices I'm making.
I always just assume that they assume that everybody's, like, I always just assume that they take whatever I tell them and add 5 or something. Mm-hmm. Like that they assume everybody's lowballing what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's worked out so far. Okay.
And they're doctoring with their eyes. Like, I can't be like, yeah, I'm exercising regularly. And they're like, okay, so maybe you have something really wrong because you're 40 pounds overweight. And it's I'm not
you
exercising.
You are? It doesn't seem like it. It really doesn't seem like it. It seems like your diet is bad and you're not exercising. Am I wrong? I wish there was like that kind of like cutting through the bullshit of it. I'm not here to judge you, but let's be honest.
That's what I want. Not because there's sometimes that in between of like, really? That's what makes me feel like a little kid.
Right. I feel like it's a really gratifying change to just tell the truth now. Like, I'm an adult. You work for me. I had to pay you to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had to pay you to let me feel up my boobs.
Yeah.
They do that for me too. And I'm
ask
like,
me
I don't
how
know.
Old I am while you're doing it. Yeah. Like you're feeling old titties.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you deserve to be honest with them. Hey, I don't like that.
All right. So I'll just ask you a few questions. And I'm sure you've done this a million times, but it's our first time seeing each other here at this doctor's office. And I just want to let you know that for me, honesty is the best policy. So don't feel like I'm going to judge you or anything like that. And just tell me the truth, and it's the best way to get to the bottom of what's happening with you. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. So, okay. Your blood pressure was a little high today. Did you feel like anxious at all when we took it? Or
No, I felt pretty mellow today.
Okay, good. So, yeah, it might just be a little bit high. It's something we should monitor.
Okay.
And how many alcoholic drinks do you have a week?
Zero.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay. 0 a week. Okay. So are you in the program? Are you sober? Are you
just No.
No.
I don't really subscribe to programs.
Great. I asked for honesty and I'm getting it. I love it. And what about smoking?
Not me.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. Were you by any chance in the smoking section? Oh, just a second.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, come on in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just, you left your flask out here? I think this is your flask.
Is like there milk in it? Because then, yes, it's
mine. I didn't taste.
Oh, I'll taste it.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Okay.
Cold milk.
Old milk?
Cold.
Cold milk.
Because a flask keeps it colder.
Sure. Well, either that milk's gone incredibly rotten or you're lying to me because I can smell some sort of alcohol.
It's fermented. Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's what we'll have to start looking at in treatments and stuff like that as we go on. But we'll just go through this. So no, you don't smoke, you don't drink. Those are great life choices if they happen to be
Thank
true.
Thank you.
Okay, good. And are you sexually active?
No. No.
Okay.
Not with myself or with anyone else.
Really?
Amen.
Okay. Well,
I told you I don't subscribe to programs. Not into that.
I wouldn't call that being subscribed to a program. It's even just, there are certain human urges that everybody has biologically.
I'm way past that.
Well, if that's true, good for you.
Thank you so much.
Exercise, how many days a week?
Well, I walk my dragon like 3 days a week.
What do you mean?
I have a pet dragon. And so I take it like to the park and stuff.
Sorry, but what do you mean? Like your dog is named Dragon or you walk your cat, which I've seen?
No, I have like a tiny little mini dragon. You wanted me to be honest.
I'm actually pissed off right now.
Okay.
Yeah, the last patient that I saw is going through. Don't just swig your... Fine, do whatever you want. If you're comfortable, fine.
Doctor, it seems like your blood pressure is rising.
No, I am angry right now, so it's probably a little bit, but my resting blood pressure is fine.
How often do you exercise?
I don't have to answer that.
Okay, well, you led with honesty, but here we go.
Right across the hall over there is somebody who has the coronavirus for the third time.
I don't subscribe to that.
To what?
To that.
I'm just letting you know you are wasting my time. I could be with very people who are actually going through something. So if you don't want to be serious with me.
Well, why don't you just fill my subscription for Ritalin and then I'll just get on my way.
The one thing you do seem right now is pretty focused. So I don't even know if you need Ritalin.
I'm on about 3 right now, bud.
So
that's why I'm going to need a refill stat.
I see what's happening.
And my doctor just died. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Of what?
I don't know. That's just what they said when I called. I don't know. That's probably good. Yeah, old they age. Shouldn't
have to tell you. Yeah, I'm yeah. sorry. You had an old doctor.
I mean,
well, okay. So you
what
have,
is old?
You take Ritalin for ADHD?
I take it for extracurriculars.
What do you mean by that?
Like I don't take it for work, but I just take it for like, you know, everything but work.
Hey doc, how you doing? Look like you're having a tough day.
Yeah, sorry. I cannot crack this patient I have. I know it's like confidentiality, but
I'm sorry
yeah.
to hear that.
How you
well,
doing?
Hey, welcome to the cafeteria. This is a break time, okay?
Thank
what can
you.
I get you? You want the potatoes or
Yeah, I'll do the potatoes and are you doing the taco salad today?
Oh, no, we're not really subscribing to that program anymore. We're kind of changed. We kind of changed up the menu. So it's either grilled potatoes or boiled potatoes.
Did I miss like a TED Talk recently or something like that? What do you mean subscribing to that program?
Second time. Or just sort of decolonizing the cafeteria. You know what I mean? And we didn't want to go with the same sort of rote menu that we've been having. So it's either grilled potatoes or boiled potatoes.
Are you going to order? Sorry, I've been waiting here for like a minute.
Who is this woman? Wow. I like you.
Hello.
Doctor, get out of the way here. Get out of the way.
Excuse
here.
Me.
I'll take some boiled potatoes, please.
Yum. You heard about them.
Oh, I just heard you offer them to my doctor.
They're really, really hot.
This Great. Is the problem, all right? It's the world has gone mad. We do things a certain way because it's worked for a long time. You don't just change everything because some things don't work, kind of, all right? There are set expectations here.
You can't eat a okay. Salisbury steak for lunch every day. We had to get rid of it. We had to get rid of it.
But you can't. Fine, then replace it with like a turkey wrap. But boiled or grilled potatoes?
Right.
Yeah, listen.
What's the flavoring on the boiled?
On the boiled?
Yeah, salt. What do you salt it with?
Salt.
Salt.
Yeah, well, there's salt in the water.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Adams, would you mind sitting here with me? Eat with yeah, me. Just
sure.
I have someone here I don't want to see me.
Oh.
An old patient of mine is here, and I told them I died.
Oh, see.
Your doctor died.
Not the game. Not the game.
No, that was, what are you talking about? It was the game.
That was the game.
My doctor died?
Yeah. It would be, there would be something, obviously you don't want anyone to die. But there's something almost, I told you so about your doctor dying. They're trying to tell me what's wrong with me. It's like,
look in the mirror, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Didn't know everything about health, did you?
No, they didn't.
You want me to lower my BMI? You're the one who's dying.
You fat doctor. I went to a doctor when I was a kid. I had like a pretty late growth spurt. So I went to see an endocrinologist, which is like they deal with like your hormones and growth stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I went, I saw two doctors, but the first one was this little old man, like a little old round bald man who was very sweet, but he talked really fast and he was kind of old fashioned. So I don't know why this is like a joke in my family for years, but he would sort of start by being like, okay, take off your trousers, you know, but I'd never really heard the word trousers.
Yeah, yeah.
And he talked fast and was like, I'm already laughing at him, just looking at him. So it was like, I just couldn't focus at all in the whole appointment. And it's like me and my mom being like, why are you so short? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And the doctor's just a little weirdo. And it was just like the hardest appointment. Okay, take off trousers. Excuse me, Mr. Cartoon.
Like, yeah, it does sound like a Simpsons yes. doctor's appointment.
Yeah, just very silly. And I didn't want to be there anyway because I felt like I was addressing like a problem with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God,
I don't
course.
Know why I'm short. I'm just a kid, you know.
Dr. DeVito will see you.
Yes. Yeah.
I do. Not your parents, but I do. This might be a weird feeling. I wish somebody still went into doctor's offices with me. Like, yes. I wish I could take a friend into the doctor's office with me.
Oh, but you can. And I do. Like, I bring people with me. I can't really listen when a doctor talks to me. I'm always just like.
I love this.
Yeah.
Who
I'll
do you bring?
Tim. If somebody's around, I'll bring somebody.
Toby ever?
Toby growls.
Toby always.
Dog,
Toby always.
Dog,
Toby's again. My angry old dog.
So you bring
dog.
A friend and that's
if I
so,
need
so
to.
That then you can like have follow up questions with, they can ask questions that you forget to ask.
Yeah,
or
just like actually have somebody hear it. Because it's very hard to have somebody tell you everything they tell you in a doctor's office.
But sorry, keep going.
I was
going
to say, I also, and this is not legal, I record sometimes on my phone.
Private. You don't.
That's not legal.
It just wouldn't be admissible in court.
Oh, okay, great. Like I'm just like.
Yeah, it's not illegal, but it's not going to help you in a legal battle.
I guess, like, okay. Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's just for me to be like, I have no idea what.
I think you're allowed to even, because if you had like, I know someone who was meeting with their oncologist, so you're getting a lot of information, and they recorded the
session. I set
session.
Up a camera. Yeah. I make them slate. I make them audition.
Show me your hands.
Obviously not admissible in court, but it's good for your record.
But I just think like that you feeling use is it again. So, right. I think that feeling is so widespread.
But now I have to assume when you're taking people in with you, these are for like, these aren't like preliminary doctor's appointments.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're just like more serious doctor's appointments.
Yeah. Because like I would like somebody to just be there for my pap smear. Just talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just to be hanging out with you?
Yeah, just or like just to be in there, just
holding
to be
your hand, or, yeah, talking or, you through it.
Yes. Or like if you get a breast ultrasound or any type of, some of those ultrasounds take so long.
So long.
And the tech is just silent.
So long.
And you're just staring at a ceiling thinking about how it hurts and is that bad? You do a single tear.
It's devastating being with a bunch of medical professionals in the scariest day of your life with nobody. Yeah. You know, like,
talking to
you. Can't even turn on a little music or something.
Yeah.
I remember when I got nose surgery, I got dropped off, went and did the surgery, and then picked up. And that time when I was like away from my person was like, and there's all these people just like so messing scary. With your literal head, you know, like touching your, you know, and you're like, and they're like rushed too.
They're rushed.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, okay, you're one of 12 today. We don't know your name. We don't care. You're like a car we're working on.
Yeah. And that's probably like necessary unnerving. For them, but it's totally. It feels very it bad is. For you.
Yeah. Yes.
You just have to go like, okay, like I'm gonna let you be a professional on me, but we're not really working together. Like,
no.
There's no.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, yeah, it's not scary. A team sport.
Very scary.
You're the ball and they're a team.
And they're popping me. Yeah. I remember when I came out. Sorry, did you have a scene? Just when I came out of the thing, I thought it would be like, okay, you're awake. We're gonna be gentle with you. They're like, all right, time to get out of the hospital.
No, we need
time to get out of the hospital. Put all your clothes on.
Your UCB has another show to load in.
Yes. It's like, whoa, I'm still like
we're gonna
literally
need you to clean
on drugs.
Up the operating room and get your stuff out of here.
We got a clown operation coming in after this,
and nobody likes it.
What was I gonna say about that? It doesn't matter.
Excuse me.
I wanted to meet you here because there's something I want to talk about with our relationship.
Okay.
And that's I thought you might you know, want somebody here just for your.
Oh my God, you're really scaring me.
Look, I. That's why I asked you to bring a friend along, is because I know how you are, and I just, you know, it is a serious talk about us, and so I just wanted to.
Hi, sweetie. Don't wait. Okay. So I brought Anna.
Well, you know how, you know, we've been working on things in couples therapy, and it's just we haven't Anna. Really.
Oh, sorry. I was just listening.
You
I'm
can
not,
do
I'm
this,
vocal,
dude. You can do
I'm
this.
I'm a vocal listener.
Wait, thank I'm you, sorry. Andy. If you're about to break up with me, I don't want to be humiliated in front of friends.
Well, not to spoil what I'm doing then, but then we should ask the friends to leave if that's what you want.
My
oh no,
God,
good job,
sweetie.
Good job.
Thank you. I would like the support here. I like having Andy here. If it's because this is going to be really traumatic for me.
Do you want me to dip out?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just going to end up calling you after, but like,
it would be easier for me to just like really know what happened here, just for like how I can give you advice later.
Did he tell you this was why you were going to be here?
No, but I just couldn't think of any singular other reason why I would need to be here.
Anna!
And obviously, don't even think twice. This is on me.
Okay, then I will get a drink,
what
actually.
You want. Oh, yeah, please. Oh, oh, oh. This is such a...
It's great to see you again.
It's nice to see
it's
you,
really
too,
nice.
Andy.
Are you all out of your minds?
Oh, Anna, I'm right here with you. I'm not leaving your side. Like, I'm here for you, okay?
So obviously,
but I am starving, so I'm gonna order.
Jesus
something.
Christ!
Please do.
I didn't know this place had lobster.
What?
That's actually, I might try that.
Yeah, again, on me. Please, you
surf
you're
and
such
tell.
A
oh, you're
what
such
you're
a gentleman.
Okay, here we go. All right, you're talking down to me, and it's like this is how it goes. Is
I'm gonna record. Communication. I'm gonna record this on my phone. Okay.
That's not admissible. This is not admissible in court.
Good job. Say that.
Thank you. But I look, you know, it started.
We can repair.
Okay.
Record.
And just obviously, it started, you know, with stuff in the bedroom where, I guess I just wasn't as adventurous as you. And I know that.
Stop. You're Brad is making such hard eye contact.
I'm just trying to get what your reaction to this is.
Okay.
Because I am so locked in. A lot of this is washing over me, and it's good to have Brad just know exactly what went down here and be able to kind of analyze it, please.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it'll be good for Anna to see what I've been dealing with.
Do you want me to record his face too, not just his voice?
No, I don't want a video of this.
Okay. Great. Then I'll just keep the audio going.
Before we move on, I am just doing an artist rendering of the situation. So if anybody wants a flat two-dimensional visual afterwards.
Why do you think we'd want that?
They want it in court.
There's no court. We're not married. And that was a big thing. You never wanted to talk about marriage. It was like if I said the word marriage, maybe not even about you, you'd like catch on fire.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's a projection. That's a projection.
Oh, overruled. My God. Overruled. There's been at least three different times that she has brought up to me that you guys wanted to, that she wanted to talk about marriage, and you dodged it in a very obvious way, saying, I don't want to talk about marriage. I have it noted in my diary.
I appreciate this. You're only here to help her after the fact.
Oh my God, don't talk to her like that. You're not here as like
to defend her. She's drinking on my dime, and I do see her eyeballing the surf and turf too.
Well, you keep saying on me, on me, on me.
Start with an order of the calamari.
You know what? I don't know why we're doing a full dinner.
I want to do the spinach artichoke dinner.
We don't.
Calamari is a spinach artichoke.
We do not need starters. Why did we even do this? You know what? If you want to break up, fine. It's over. Great. We're done.
No, stop. No, don't be this way. We can do this lovingly.
Let's hear him out until after the appetizers come.
I'm going to kick your ass. I swear to God.
You know what, Brad? I'll kick your ass. Too.
We can do this lovingly. Guys, that's what I'm trying to do.
As a mediator here, I think we should all slow down. Why don't we take everybody's height and weight? Let's do this right. Let's get everybody's height and weight down. Let's get down. When is the last time we had a conversation like this? And that way we have some sort of record, some sort of official way to move forward.
That would be helpful.
How much do you weigh?
435.
Okay. I'll put 140 just in case.
Excuse?
Just
no.
In case. You're welcome.
Thanks. I'm not giving you my height and weight. There's no way this is relevant.
So here's an issue. Can we talk about this?
She's a touch smaller. What's the point of talking about it?
You never want to do the stuff my friends wanted to do. And it's like you would always be a stop sign on fun for us. And so I started to not want to invite you to stuff with friends because it would be like, well, is she going to want to do this thing that we all want to do so bad? Is she going to want to see Babylon for the third time? And it's like, we love that movie.
And it was a bad movie and very long. And
okay, so I'm going to jump in right now.
No, I have to respond to being called a stop sign on fun.
Babe, I'm on your side. I just want to remind you, like, why do we want to keep this going?
I don't at this point. This is my point. Why are we even doing this?
Okay, I'm gonna have to remember how that shift happened. So can you lock in on this right now, by the way? 6'2", 250.
I'll put 255 just in case.
Just in case.
We're gonna have a big meal right now. We're gonna have a big celebratory meal for how well this has gone.
Oh, it's gonna be celebratory.
Really being adults. I think this is a sad day. We all know we're here for a sad thing.
Aww.
But can't we be adults about it and do a good job and have a big surf and turf meal with a few appetizers?
Yes.
I think that's going to smooth things over.
Please. And again, on me. My pleasure. Oh, you guys are doing such
a God. It's such a shot.
Martini.
No, can I
what
just
if you order something two very martinis.
Expensive?
I don't want to order something very expensive. I'm not an asshole. I'm not going to pretend to be a big person right now. Okay. Everything on
no
me
sense,
yeah. Such a
you've
show.
You've got no sense of delight. You've got no sense of pleasure. You've got no sense of enjoyment.
Great. I can't believe you spent so much time with me then, since I'm such a happiness vampire.
Hey, I would never call you that.
Thank you. We didn't have to do it. You're right. We didn't have to do it this way. We could have sat
lovingly.
Down just the two of us. Why? This isn't loving.
Can we get double tartar sauce?
Would you ask that? I still haven't gotten my drink. Is that
two orders of tartar sauce, or you want the tartar sauce like with twice as much in it?
Oh, yeah, like extra heavy mayo, like the double tartar.
Can you ask where my drink is, please?
Where is the hibiscus martini? We ordered it at least 30 seconds ago.
They're making it. It's a very involved martini.
It'll be here soon.
Okay, thank you.
Look, you want to go out later?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, Anna, this guy's a dodo. Don't.
Okay, wow.
But you know, I never call your friends' names.
I never call your friends' names. I could call Anna a lot of things.
You probably don't even know my friend's actual names a lot of the time.
Yeah, what's my real name?
It's not Anna?
What is my real name, though? People call me Anna, but what is my real name?
I mean, looking at you, something really Jewish, but I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He was right.
Okay, well.
You know what? We're at time, folks. So we hope you listen to this on your phones, but maybe now put your phone away and be present for a second.
Yeah, use your computer instead. Use your desktop.
Wow.
Turn off all the lights. Stay inside.
Close everything. Don't talk to anybody. Talia Victoria, people can see Yeti at the Elysian Theater, second Sundays of every month.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Are you a friend or what?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, yes.
At UCB on the,
I think the fourth.
Fourth Thursdays.
And at Yeti for real on
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go down there, but yeah.
Anything else?
Victoria, is there anything you'd like to plug otherwise?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. If you like D&D, go listen to the Rotating Heroes podcast.
Yeah.
Zach Oyama. The best.
Love him.
Love him.
Love him.
So good.
Talia, anything you'd like to plug? Great.
Nice and easy.
Well, thanks for doing the show. Thanks to Tim Blaine for the lovely Happy Hour theme song. A week after this comes out, we'll be at San Francisco at Sketchfest for the Dubba Dub Dub show.
Yes, what a great show.
Fun show. Justin Michael, Marissa Strickland, Lisa Gilroy, Kyle Tart, Carl Tart's alter ego, and myself. I think that's everybody. And Ryan, anything else we want
to
plug?
Big thanks to Trent and Oliver for editing the episodes. Big thanks to, like you said, Tim Blaine, Annie Wu for our logo, and all of our friendly listeners and patrons out there. If you're listening to this for free, you're not. This part only is for the people who paid. But tell the free people that they can come check out our Patreon.
We'll talk about this after. But thank you, everybody.
Yay!
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.